Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, this is broken. It's not working today. Bullshit.
I don't give a damn how you get it. As long as you let me get it. Look at that. Fire that shit up, bro. I'm about to show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is.
Shout out my ruffians. Black, jumpy. Dom, we high as fuck right now. Let's get a test.
Dropping coins in a wishing well. I hoped one day that I would find a story to tell. I would regret so soul it sounds dear life. Burden that keeps me awake at night. We bless the sun 'cause it gave light to our days. We curse our youth 'cause it would be saved. Fragile stars, death into gray. I searched the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, it is Sunday, the 30th day of June in the year 2019, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, adult media publisher Sandra London of livinggrind.com. Playtime with Sandra is available to you via Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and livinggrind.com. Thank you for joining me this evening. There's a bit of technical delay and being able to fully see myself on the show for this evening. But I stuck it out, so I believe I am here now, and you can hear me. The songs you heard at the top of the hour include Never Wanna Leave by Xavier Toscano, Panda by Bizou, and We Bless the Sun by Elephant Funeral. Up next, I will play What You Say by Jacopo. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Here you are.
Cause I could be a tipper, tipper. but you know it's the right time. Only thing on my mind is you.
Realities I cannot avoid, inconvenient truths that I cannot ignore. And I'm so sorry, cause I wish I did more. But I'm only one man, and it's a big world. And I know deep down in my core that I am no messiah. Yes, I am sure that if there is a God, well, it's not me. But I still like to do my part, and tasks are so daunting. And though these inconvenient truths, they taunt me, I pray that these ghosts never cease to haunt me.
We are all holy diamonds in the rough, so don't let these lies dictate who you love, cause the waters will rise. For the rains are sure to come, and on that day we'll marvel at what we will come. Until then, we'll dance to dust your feet. I'll be too far gone, don't put your trust in me. All this broken glass bound to cut our feet, but we'll dance all the same to the lover of three, yeah. Dusty feet, I'll be too far gone to put your trust in me. All this broken glass bound to cut our feet, but we'll dance all the same to the lover of street.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to believe the church more concerned with sodomy than it is with motherfucking poverty. Saying love your neighbor, but shit talk is cheap. This is time to struggle, it's no anomaly. And I don't wanna hear another fucking homily. Cause contradicts the lip, it's just about got me vomiting. About to lose my mind, get lobotomy. Cause we issues are grieving. Guess even acknowledge that there are thousands who die every day. And honestly, we don't give a fuck. Just as long as we can keep living beyond the means with no apologies. But what more right do we have? The life in a fucking lottery. We won, we won. In the first world country that we won, when our brothers and sisters never went hungry, that we won, when this shit was a decision, that we won, when this shit was a decision.
Yeah. seasons bring us change. Beliefs begin to sway away. There's a reason we'll find out where today. Shout out loud, cause it's here and now. Will you follow me tonight? Will you follow me into the fight? Here in all the crowds and the lost lives. Will you follow me tonight? Will you follow me into the fight? Oh, can't break the souls onto everything. I watched and prayed. My hopes and dreams fought a battle in between. Had nowhere to fall at all. When the seasons bring us change, the leaves begin to sway away. That's the reason we'll find out. Where did it end? Shout out loud, cause it's here and now. Will you follow me tonight? Will you follow me into the fight? Here in all the cries and the lost lives. Will you follow me tonight? Will you follow me into the fight? What's keeping you from me? And I'm not blind, just need a little time. And I'm right here, just reaching out the end. I'll find a way. Take my hand, walk with me onto the other side. Feels like there's nowhere to run or hide. Take my hand, walk with me onto the other side. We'll find our way. Shout out loud, cause it's here and now. Will you follow me tonight? Will you follow me into the fight? Here and now. I'm gonna try.
listeners, we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com. So, excuse me, the songs we just heard were What to Say by Acupo, Haunted by Elephant Funeral, Follow by Frontline, and Darker Days by Shaolin Dub. So before the next music stream begins, I can kind of go ahead and do this. Let's see. I'm going to do the events that happened on this day in history, but in other years, briefly. The ones I found interesting. Okay, in 1559, King Henry II of France is mortally wounded in a jousting match against Gabriel, Comte de Montgomery. In 1794, Native American forces under Blue Jacket attack Fort Recovery. In 1805, the U.S. Congress organizes the Michigan Territory. In 1859, French acrobat Charles Blondin crosses the Niagara Falls on a tightrope. That is what inspired today's episode, entitled Crossing the Falls on a Tightrope. Voila. 1864, U.S. President Abraham Lincoln grants Yosemite Valley to California for public use, resort, and recreation. In 1882, Charles G. Guiteau is hanged in Washington, D.C. for the assassination of U.S. President James Garfield. In 1886, the first transcontinental train trip across Canada departs from Montréal, Quebec. It arrives in Port Moody, British Columbia, on July 4th. Albert Einstein in 1905 says the article on the electrodynamics of moving bodies, in which he introduces special relativity, for publication in Annales de Physique. In 1906, the U.S. Congress passes the Meat Inspection Act and Pure Food and Drug Act. In 1908, the Tunguska event, the largest impact event on Earth in human recorded history, resulting in a massive explosion over eastern Siberia. In 1912, the Regina cyclone, Canada's deadliest tornado event, kills 28 people in Regina, Saskatchewan. Ooh, mouthful. 1922, I lost a lot of these, I'm sorry, y'all. In 1922, in D.C., U.S. Secretary of State Charles Evan Hughes and Dominican Ambassador Francisco J. Peinado signed the Hughes-Peinado Agreement, which ends the U.S. occupation of the Dominican Republic. In 1934, the Night of the Long Knives, Adolf Hitler's violent purge of his political rivals in Germany, takes place. In 1937, the world's first emergency telephone number, 999, is introduced in London. In 1953, the first Chevrolet Corvette rolls off the assembly line in Flint, Michigan. In 1956, a TWA Super Constellation and a United Airlines DC-7 collide above the Grand Canyon in Arizona and crash, killing all 128 on board both airliners. In 1960, Belgian Congo gains independence as the Republic of Congo. Leopoldville. 1966, the National Organization for Women, the U.S.'s largest feminist organization, is founded. In 1972, the first leap second is added to the UTC time system, universal time. 1985, 39 American hostages from the hijacked TWA Flight 847 are freed in Beirut after being held for 17 days. In 1986, the U.S. Supreme Court rules in Bowers v. Hardwick that states can outlaw homosexual acts between consenting adults. In 1990, East Germany and West Germany merged their economies. In 1997, the United Kingdom transfers sovereignty over Hong Kong to China. In 2013, two different things. Protests began around Egypt against President Mohamed Morsi and the ruling Freedom and Justice Party, leading to their overthrow during the 2013 Egyptian coup d'etat. So 2015, a Hercules C-130 military aircraft with 113 people on board crashes in a residential area in Medan, Indonesia, resulting in at least 116 deaths. There you are. I found a lot of stuff interesting that happened on this day and other years, huh? Anyways, check out this next song, and I'll be right back with you after a few others. I may play an audio recording for the show, but I have not decided completely yet. We shall see. Up next is Dubnautic by SPCZ.
Thank you. time the best is too fast. The truth wrapped up in excuses. You are the weed that pulled it grew back. The strings upon my heart, but you know that. Cause you pull them, yes, you pull them till I cry out. Cause you never felt comfortable with silence. Yes, you pull them, yes, you pull them till I bite down. On the lies that you built from my doubt. I don't want money, I don't want cars. I just wanna be free. And to keep it 100, all these scars are what make me, me. And I'll drink to that, if you'll lift a glass. In the hopes that one day will be, see something different than the glimpses that the devil let us see. So raise your eyes to crimson skies. Lay down your disguise, embrace your design. I don't know much about love or trust, cause I only know about us. And we were never good, resentment was plentiful. So how destruction was inevitable. And this ain't the thing that you return to. This the type of thing that made me curse you. Type of thing that made me not care if I hurt you. Not give a damn that I hurt you. I don't want money, I don't want cars. I just wanna be free. And to keep it 100, all these scars are what make me, me. And I'll drink to that if you'll lift the glass. In the hopes that one day will be, eat something different than the glimpses that the devil let us see. So raise your eyes to crimson skies. Lay down your disguise. Embrace your design. Yeah, so I swear I'd never give you enough. Line in a poem and that no melody would ever carry your memory in song. But this sort of deception feels just like home. Cause since the day you left, it's all that you've known. And for the most part, I bleed you from my soul. But sometimes my hands, they move without my control. Reaching through the darkness for someone to hold. When I know damn well that I'm better off alone. Cause you try to say everything, verse, bridge, and chorus. And I curse your name until my voice rang hoarse. And I was worried how you would be after the divorce. Until I built a broken heart, man, nothing to a corpse. I don't want money, I don't want cars. I just wanna be free. And to keep it 100, all these scars are what make me, me. And I'll drink to that if you'll lift the glass. In the hopes that when they will be, eat something different than the glimpses that the devil let us see.
Foreign, pouring, new whip, foreign. Jennifer, Lauren, tram to the morning. World class hustlers, we done kicked the doors in. Numbers on standstill, I'm feeling all important. You know it's time to party, I pull up in that Audi. My jewelry always rocky when I step out with that shawty. You could holla at my itty bitty model. Say she moved from Colorado, used to strip but now she model. She drinking that Moscato. I'ma pop a couple bottles, but if homie act up, I'ma pop a couple hollows. I'm a player, I'm a player. Chicago, I'm the mayor. You might see me out in Vegas throwing chips up in the air. Or maybe out in Boston flossing like I don't care. I got people over here, I got people over there. Yeah. So, when you see a nigga stunting, I reside on the road, but my heart is in a hundred. And I'm running with some creatures that be running with them heaters that'll rearrange your features. How you singing like Anita? So, holla and shake a nigga head. Baby girl, do your dance. You rocking with your man. Safari in Morocco, stuff in 100 bags in that Murcielago. I'm rocking with my shirt off,
I spray the crowd with Smirnoff. I see them haters hating. I gotta wipe the dirt off. So,
holler.
I'll be all around the country, screaming, growl, growl. Your boy still hungry. Got a spot down in Tennessee. Crate full of Hennessy. Case for my enemies. Swag like a Kennedy.
Oh, now they feeling me.
Rock him, Eric B. Poet, and I know it, motherfuck. What you telling me? So,
holler.
If you feel me, go to church. Buy my paper, fuck your haters. That's for whatever it's worth. Kygo, fast and furious, about to make a film.
Oh,
it's gonna start your bitch's titties with my fingers in her trim. Music turned up to the max.
Yep.
No love left in her house. She a queen, all in your dream. I pat Rogers right when she pops. If she swallow, she can follow. Country boy from Chicago. Pumping blues that work for peanuts. You could call me Ricky Ricardo. Plus, we overseas and we touring. Treat rappers like they maturing. All these niggas sweaty the shit. I piss over them with my urine. Terrorize these hoes. My name should be Bin Laden. Got a loud pack of that strong. Keep it off in my bottom. You got problems where I got Nina. Post it off in my truths. When them stairs in your discussion, make them holler like some gyros. Me and BFM on business. My game times where suspenders. We live life off of them women. Pull your main thing at your limit.
We high.
The Game by Jack London, Chapter 1. Many patterns of carpet lay rolled out before them on the floor. Two of Brussels showed the beginning of their quest and its ending in that direction, while a score of ingrains lured their eyes and prolonged the debate between desire pocketbook. The head of the department did them the honor of waiting upon himself, or did Joe the honor, as she well knew, for she had noted the open-mouthed awe of the elevator boy who brought them up. Nor had she been blind to the marked respect shown Joe by the urchins and groups of young fellows on corners when she walked with him in their own neighborhood down at the west end of the town. But the head of the department was called away to the telephone, and in her mind, the splendid promise of the carpets and the irk of the pocketbook were thrust aside by a greater doubt and anxiety. "But I don't see what you find to like in it, Joe," she said softly, the note of insistence in her words betraying recent and unsatisfactory discussion. For a fleeting moment, a shadow darkened his boyish face, to be replaced by the glow of tenderness. He was only a boy, as she was only a girl, two young things on the threshold of life, house renting and buying carpets together. "What's the good of worrying?" he questioned. "It's the last go, the very last." He smiled at her, but she saw on his lips the unconscious and all but breathed sigh of renunciation. And with the instinctive monopoly of woman for her mate, she feared this thing she did not understand and which gripped his life so strongly. "You know, the go with O'Neill cleared the last payment on Mother's house," he went on, "and that's off my mind. Now, this last with Ponta will give me $100 in a bank, and even 100, that's the purse, for you and me to start on. A nest egg." She disregarded the money appeal. "But you like it, this
game, you call it, why? He lacked speech expression. He expressed himself with his hands, at his work, and with his body and the play of his muscles in the squared ring. But to tell with his own lips the charm of the squared ring was beyond him. Yet he essayed, and haltingly at first, to express what he felt and analyzed when playing the game at the supreme summit of existence. All I know, Genevieve, is that you feel good in the ring when you've got the man where you want him, when he's had a punch at both sleeves waiting for you and you've never given him an opening to land him, when you've landed your own little punch and he's going groggy and holding on and the referee's dragging him off so you can go in and finish him and all the house is shouting and tearing itself loose and you know you're the best man and that you played him fair and won him out. Because you're the best, man, I tell you. He ceased, brokenly, alarmed by his own volubility and by Genevieve's look of alarm. As he talked, she had watched his face while fear dawned in her own. As he described the moment of moments to her, on his inward vision were lined the tottering man, the lights, the shouting house, and he swept out and away from her on this tide of life that was beyond her comprehension, menacing, irresistible, making her love pitiful and weak. The Joe she knew receded, faded, became lost. The fresh, boyish face was gone. The tenderness of the eyes, the sweetness of the mouth with its curves and pictured corners. It was a man's face she saw, a face of steel, tense and immobile, a mouth of steel, the lips like the jaws of a trap. Eyes of steel, dilated, intent, and the light in them and the glitter or the light and glitter of steel. The face of a man, and she had known only his boy face. This face she did not know at all. And yet, while it frightened her, she was vaguely stirred with pride in him. His masculinity, the masculinity of the fighting male, made its inevitable appeal to her. A female, molded by all her heredity to seek out a strong man for mate and to lean against the wall of his strength. She did not understand this force of his being that rose mightier than her love and laid its compulsion upon him. And yet, in her woman's heart, she was aware of the sweet pang which told her that for her sake, for love's own sake, he had surrendered to her, abandoned all that portion of his life, and that this one last fight would never fight again. Mrs. Silverstein doesn't like prize fighting, she said. She's down on it, and she knows something, too. He smiled indulgently, concealing a hurt not altogether new at her persistent inappreciation of this side of his nature and life in which he took the greatest pride. It was to him power and achievement, earned by his own effort and hard work. And in the moment when he had offered himself and all that he was to Genevieve, it was this and this alone that he was proudly conscious of laying at her feet. It was the merit of work performed, a guerdon of manhood finer and greater than any other man could offer. And it had been to him his justification and right to possess her. And she had not understood it then, as she did not understand it now, and he might well have wondered what else she found in him to make him worthy. Mrs. Silverstein is a dub and a softy and a knocker, he said good-humoredly. What's she know about such things, anyway? I tell you, it is good and healthy, too. This last is an afterthought. Look at me. I tell you, I have to live clean to be in condition like this. I live cleaner than she does, or her old man, or anybody you know. Baths, rub downs, exercise, regular hours, good food, and no making a pig of myself. No drinking, no smoking, nothing that'll hurt me. Why, I live cleaner than you, Genevieve. Honest, I do, he hastened to add at sight of her shocked face. I don't mean water and soap, but look there. His hand closed reverently but firmly on her arm. Soft. You're all soft, all over. Not like mine. Here, feel this. He pressed the ends of her fingers into his hard arm muscles until she winced from the hurt. Hard all over just like that, he went on. Now that's what I call clean. Every bit of flesh and blood and muscle is clean right down to the bones. And they're clean, too. No soap and water only on the skin, but clean all the way in. I tell you, it feels clean. It knows it's clean itself. When I wake up in the morning and go to work, every drop of blood and bit of meat is shouting right out that it is clean. Oh, I tell you. He paused with swift awkwardness, again confounded by his unwanted flow of speech. Never in his life had he been stirred to such utterance, and never in his life had there been cause to be so stirred. For it was the game that had been questioned, its verity and worth, the game itself, the biggest thing in the world, or what had been the biggest thing in the world, until that chance afternoon and that chance purchase in Silverstein's candy store, when Genevieve loomed suddenly, colossal in his life, overshadowing all other things. He was beginning to see, though vaguely, the sharp conflict between woman and career, between a man's work in the world and a woman's need of the man. But he was not capable of generalization. He saw only the antagonism between the concrete, flesh and blood Genevieve and the great, abstract, living game. Each resented the other. Each claimed him. He was torn with the strife and yet drifted helpless on the currents of their contention.
Now that's better, baby. Why don't we sing a song to help pass the time? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily.
Yeah, yeah, Swiffer, I ain't go nowhere, nigga. I've been plotting, scheming, late nights, daydreaming.
Yeah.
I see perfection and simplicity, not complicated. I like life just like a symphony. Beautiful music, keep no company if it's misery. Look, no bullshit, and that's your missus. We got history, but man, that's history. It's dirty, but I'm clean.
I smoke, nigga.
I got my lawyer working on some things. She can lose her mind, but she gotta keep her knees. She hit that gas that brought her up to speed. And now we on the same level. I like a bad bitch, might just get your ass in trouble. I turn savage, I get it straight up off the hustle. You know it, I got it going. I heard you talking, now you gotta show it. I'ma do you like I own it. Give it to me like it's mine. You're looking like you want it. Just don't waste my time. I'ma do it how you want it. Give it to me like it's mine. I'ma do you like I own it. We can do this all the time. Do this all the time.
Play your part, everybody got a role. Sipping light to the night unfold. You're looking like it like the ice in the gold. I can look inside your eyes like no. And I ain't judging that. Still trying to count up 100 stacks. And I see what y'all doing. I have fun with that. Lil' run, but I'm done with that. I'm on new shit. I heard Nick talk, he don't do shit. I had seen my nigga on the news clip. So every chance that I get it getting rich, I'ma have to turn up on these niggas go stupid. You look like the type that just deserve better. I see your vision, you a go-getter. I know go-get'em. And for the night, and it might just be for the night. We can do anything that we like, even if it's only for the thrill, even if we doing out of spite. You're looking like, you scratch, you bite. I'ma fuck you right.
I'ma fuck you like I own